Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Radio Boomers Live, Monday morning again. Wow. They come around so fast. I keep telling you that, but it's amazing. You know, they just Monday comes around so fast, you know. It's Monday morning, and you blink your eye, and it's Friday. And Risa, good luck, Risa. She's out doing an audition this morning, and I'll tell you what. Risa's rock and roll. She's always moving. But what an interesting night I had last night. Had to go to the emergency room. What's up with Jim? Oh, well, I'll tell you. One of the things that's essential while you're functioning through the day is breathing. Breathing is a good thing. And I had gotten up about 3 o'clock, had a little problem breathing, so I got a little asthma deal going on. So I thought, well, I'll get my inhaler, which was gone, empty. So I thought, oh, I better go to the pharmacy. And I, well, anyway, I'll tell you about all that later. So we got the Patty Sadler Show I've been listening to. We got easywayradio.com. I just want to fill you in on this stuff because this has been exciting for me. It's been changing my life. Well, boomerboost.easywayhealth.com. Yes, indeed. The reason I say that is because I have been taking Boomer Boost, and it's been making a difference. And I've been keeping up with my tech, you know, all this kind of stuff. Coach the World with Jesse, following that. Seeing so many people, entrepreneurs, want to learn how to coach. And I can give them tips and advice. I'm following so much stuff. Influential People magazine, Heidi Harz magazine. I'm learning a lot of tech stuff through that. This is all stuff I wouldn't be doing otherwise. And I'm talking to Pauline Crawford, Miss Magical Conversation. She teaches me a lot. So this is really interesting. You know, the new mind, new body with Dr. Gregory Brown. You see, I'm mentioning this stuff not just to mention it. This, I'm learning so much with these people. And, you know, so text easy way to 55678. And I'll tell you what, with that, I think we got to move into, our Easy Way Wall of Fame. This is exciting stuff. Otherwise, I'd be sitting in the backyard in a rocking chair looking and watching the grass grow. But with Eric and his Easy Way empire, it's keeping me busy for sure. So let's move into tech time. I think we got a little tech time action going on here.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, let's see what's going on in tech for 2018. I wanted to see what the changes are for, you know, in the tech world. So, because that's Risa's thing, she does tech. So there's some interesting article in Forbes giving MIT's top breakthroughs in technologies for 2018. So I'm just going to go through these a little bit. It's pretty interesting. 3D metal printing, instant metal fabrications is quickly becoming a reality, which quickly opens up new world and possibilities. This is really interesting stuff. The ability to create large metal structures on demand could revolutionize manufacturing. You know, this stuff is like hard to believe until you see it. You know, when they could duplicate this stuff, not just duplicate a little tiny thing, but actually make a metal door or something. Artificial embryos, embryo-like structures have been made from stem cells. This will clearly you know, this is going to change. There's a little ethical question here, philosophical issues, but artificial embryos are out there. And Sensing City at Toronto's waterfront district, Sensing City it's called, parent Alphabet, be the parenting company, are implementing sensors and analytics and the way to rethink how sites are built. And you know, that's just correcting. It's just improving on improving. Cloud-based AI services, artificial intelligence services. Key players here include Amazon, Google, IBM, and Microsoft, which all are working to increasing access to machine learning and artificial e-neural network technology in order to make it more affordable and easy to use. That means as time goes on, you know, everybody will be able to use this stuff. Dueling neural networks. This is a breakthrough promises to bestow AI systems with imagination through allowing them to essentially spar with each other, work at Google Brain, DeepMind, and Aveda. It's focused on enabling systems that will create ultra-realistic computer-generated images or sounds beyond what is currently possible. So this is beyond. Basically, we're talking about AI to create images, things it's never seen. It gives AI an essence of imagination. So you're talking about computers improving on themselves. So they're going to have a robot that's going to learn everything that we have that's in an encyclopedia, all the knowledge we have. So a robot sitting across from a human, the human's going to look like somebody in first grade. They won't be able to keep up with the conversation. Anyway, so much for the tech stuff. This is overwhelming for me because I've always said I'm still impressed by the television. And from that, we'll move on to Hot Topic time. And that's me.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Okay, I got to get over all that high-tech stuff. Senate set to vote on plan to combat opioid epidemic. Stats show opioid kills 115 people per day. What are they? Opioids is a term for drugs that bind to opioid receptors in the body. They are everything from heroin, fentanyl, to prescription pills. Fire department has been responding to a variety of fires involving lithium or batteries like cell phone, laptops, and so on. But so far, the electric cars have not had a big issue with the fires. What we got here? Big typhoon problem. You know, these typhoons and these storms, they talk about, well, is global warming real and all that, but the ice melting and all that's got to be making a difference, makes the ocean warmer, which creates these storms. Typhoon Mangkhut rips through Hong Kong and China, 64 dead so far, 2.4 million evacuated, much flooding and mudslides, all kinds of stuff in Hong Kong and China. That's just one spot. I don't have time to go through all the locations on this, but, you know, we have North Carolina, the Virginia area, a lot of flooding. Even though the storm was rated from a 5 down to a 1, they said after effects, there's a lot of drowning and so on and so forth from the fresh water. And then you got all the water soaks in. They get more rains that aren't big categories, but they create the mudslides. Okay, moving on to Brett Kavanaugh. The vote to get Brett in there, it may be delayed until they hear from a woman who is accusing him of misconduct in high school. So we got to see what happens there. Man banned from all-you-can-eat restaurant for eating too much sushi. So when you go out to eat at these all-you-can-eat places, don't eat too much. They might ban you. Britain's oldest woman reveals her secret to longevity. Dash whiskey. Okay. Kid stuck in a roller coaster after they were kind of scared to death up there. No injuries, but the wheels fell off, so that's not a good thing. Check your tires, kick the tires before you go up. A study shows that by 2025, robots will be doing more tasks than humans. Time magazine sold to Safeforce founder. And I think that's all time we have for that. And with that, we're going to move into commercial. How about that? And it's commercial time. I could go on and on with these.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Are you tired of doing business the hard way? Is building your business taking too much time and energy? We can help. Introducing your ultimate solution, EasyWay Business Membership. We're a full-service digital marketing solution specializing in branding and marketing, advertising, and introductions to CEOs and influencers that can help your business thrive. Problem solved. Now you can hire our award-winning team to work for your business. We've received many prestigious awards, including the Digital Trailblazer Award by Hollywood Weekly Magazine, and we've been recognized by Congress. For just $11 a day, you'll get more exposure, reach more clients by next month, guaranteed. Here's how it works. You pay one low annual fee of $4,000, and you'll receive consulting, branding, marketing, advertising, social media support, product placement, and business introductions to help your business grow exponentially. And if you need more, we offer SEO, commercial, TV exposure, and much more for an additional rate. To recap, for just $11 a day annual membership fee, you'll receive branding, consulting, business-to-business introductions, advertising, and social media support. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers
say. We've been working with EasyWay, Eric, for the last 6 months, and literally we are slammed with work for 2 months straight, so his marketing definitely works.
To learn more, visit EasyWayNetwork.com or contact us at 877-399-2929. And don't forget to follow us on social media. On Facebook at EasyWay Network, Twitter at EasyWay Broadcast, and YouTube at EasyWay TV.
Yeah, how about that? So, you know, I've been paging through this book I got here, Ready for Retirement by Chris Miller. Boy, do I wish I would have read this 40 years ago. Anyway, I told you guys about the EasyWay Wall of Fame. This stuff is so exciting. The way the stuff that comes out of Eric's brain that he creates is beyond imagine. The imagination is just is so interesting. Talking about brains, and I keep explaining. You know, I define this lady for her imagination, her thoughts, her brain. The guest I have are coming up here. Her name is Janelle Garner, and boy, I'll tell you, talk about imagination. She develops game systems. She's an educational expert. And when I say educational expert, I'm talking about a major game changer for education. When the stats on how she talks about the IQ level is at a certain level, and then it drops because the people get into the educational system and they go to slower mode. Entertainment industry and licensing expert. And the list goes on and on and on. She's doing a major event coming up. If I go on, she won't have any time on the show. So I'm going to bring her on. Janelle, are you on with us?
I am.
There she is, Janelle Garner. Hello, Janelle. Welcome to Radio Boomers Live. How you doing? How you doing? Yeah. Thanks for calling in because I know you're so busy.
Yeah, it's getting a little crazy right now.
Well, I'll tell you, you know,
a million different directions.
Oh, you're going in all kinds of directions, and I had to take a breath there. It's been a breath night last night, and I got my inhaler, so I'm back on track. So, you know, we got so much stuff, and you know, with the EasyWay Empire Eric's built, and you're in with EasyWay. Have you noticed any changes in your life since you jumped on board EasyWay?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. Everything. I wouldn't even be having this big event that we'll talk about later if it wasn't for EasyWay. It wouldn't even be happening. So
we're gonna,
you know,
this is unbelievable. This is a mind blowing experience. But we're gonna talk about that later in our second segment with you. But just touching on some of these things: are education, entertainment industry, licensing, and all this kind of stuff, and the gaming. We'll roll a little bit with the education. There's been a little lull or a void in taking advantage of the potential knowledge and learning abilities children have today, would you say?
Yeah. Actually, the education system is squashing the creative genius in our children. That's just how it's set up, unfortunately.
And we talked about this stat that I share. Can you run that by us again for our listeners on the NASA study?
Yeah, NASA did a study over 20 years, and they just released it not too long ago. They took 1,600 students and tested them, and before they went into kindergarten, 98% of them tested at the 98 percentile creative genius level. Then they took, 5 years later, they took the same 1,600 students, tested them the same way, and the creative genius level had dropped to 30%. 30%.
Wow.
That's a huge drop.
That's
in 5 years.
Drop. So,
yeah.
So what fills the... All right, so you got this tank that holds 50 gallons, and it only gets 20 gallons. Or could an analogy be something like like a car that has a 50-gallon tank, and you only put in 20 gallons worth of gas? Eventually, the car kind of runs out of gas and starts coasting. What happens to all that lost, you know, intelligence that's sitting there? Is it just stagnating a little bit? Does the mind just naturally slow down?
No, actually, the mind just needs to be reprogrammed. It just needs to be reprogrammed in an environment that will start opening up the right and the left brain. And once it starts to do that, then your creative genius level starts to pick up and it starts to get higher and higher. Your imagination, you know, your creative genius starts coming out again. I mean, it's
yeah.
Nothing that's lost. It's just hidden, basically, inside everybody.
So
we should be a lot farther advanced in technology than we are, by far.
Yeah. Even with the stuff I was mentioning with the artificial intelligence and all that. All right, I use the analogy, the computers are improving on themselves. And when you're developing, a robot, the robot is programmed with every word in the English language, every phrase, every manner of expertise. So actually having a conversation, you know, conversational skills and everything. So having a conversation with your typical human would be boring to the computer, you know? I mean, so.
Well, yeah, because computers don't feel, you know, they don't have emotion. They don't, you know, they don't have the human body. I mean, all the emotions and everything that goes with it, you know? So
Data talked
robots,
about missing.
No matter what.
Yeah,
they're just, that's a huge part of who we are, is the EQ. And, you know, robots possess what they call the IQ, but not the EQ. And EQ
so what
is
kind of
actually more important.
Okay, so what kind of effect, when you talked about the stats from NASA, you get someone with the potential of, say, we'll put it at the 100 level, 100%. But it's not getting that input, you know, educational input. So it drops down to 30% or whatever, and it has to settle with what's coming in. How do you think that affects the brain and that individual when it's not getting the input it should have? Does that individual just naturally slow down, or do you think that people, you know,
well,
the kids are getting frustrated?
Well, it affects their attitude, Jim. It affects what they feel they can accomplish. And so, you know, self-confidence goes down, you know, interaction with others is not effective. You know, they really, negative really starts to take over the positive. And when that happens, you cannot function properly to get ahead or be successful in anything you want to do. So, you know, that's why we have all these, you know, a lot of people in prisons. We have gangs. We have all these issues because of the lack of education. You know, as a matter of fact, Abraham Lincoln once said, he says, as far as I'm concerned, education should be the number one topic in our country and always be the number one topic because it defines who we are and who we become with proper education. So
now you mentioned Lincoln. Now let's jump ahead a little bit here. We kind of touched base on what's going on, you know, as far as the not getting educated the way they should and what they're lacking and how it affects them. So now you mentioned Lincoln. Now let our guests know, you mentioned that they can actually, with this program you have, Lincoln can actually talk to the people, and they could actually watch him in your class scenario, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They can walk in and talk to Lee or Grant or someone back in history in the room mm-hmm. you structure without the corners. Which would lead
it's
to better learning.
Into the curriculum. Yeah, it is. Well, it's interactive. They can actually interact with them. And the way that we set it up, it's curriculum content, only it's just done visually and interactively. And we call it immersion interactive technology, where you learn straight from Lincoln, or you learn from, I mean, how would it be to walk in your math class and walk through a portal door and end up in Albert Einstein's study learning math from Albert Einstein?
Is the analogy kind of like a picture's worth a thousand words or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, actually being there.
Attitude shifted. Yeah. It does a lot of amazing things.
If you remember when Obi-Wan transferred the message in Star
mm-hmm.
Wars, Princess Leia, she was a little staticky, but she stood there trying to talk, "Help me, Obi-Wan, your only hope." And she reached over for the dial, but she was there. You could see her, but a little staticky. It came in. Now you're saying the new mm-hmm. Programming you have is more clear. It's not just like looking at a static image next to you. It's a little bit more real, right?
Well, holographic technologies come way far, a lot farther than people realize. And there's quite a few universities who are have discovered, even more effective type holographic technology. We're working with a couple of those universities. One is out of the country. And, I mean, they are working on the development of what they call energy touch. And so it feels like when you go to grab for the hologram, you actually feel it, but it's like an energy thing that creates that sensation of touch. And they're currently working on the smell sensation for a hologram.
That's amazing. Now, I did see the one where the whale jumps out of the floor at a basketball
mm-hmm.
game, and it looks like a real whale and jumps back in the floor and it splashes and everything.
That's not holographic technology. That's what they call 3D laser technology.
Oh.
So, and some of it's augmented reality.
Okay, augmented. And they're mm-hmm. developing, they're getting to a point now where the sensory images are coming in on what you're seeing. So there could be kind
mm-hmm.
of a touch and a smell with the, say, the horse that's walking down the path. You can actually, go up and the kids can smell it and touch it, see it.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's where they're headed with holographic technology. It's really awesome. You know, unless you're really out there doing and looking for what we're doing, because technology improves about every 6 months. So we have to be really up to date on what's out there so that we know how to improve on the techniques we already have for the classroom. And
so,
Yeah, do you see what I mean? So, you know, we use whole brain learning. Nobody's really ever used effectively whole brain learning that opens up all five senses, and through the development and studies that we've done, we now know how to do that.
All right, now, this segment's running a little out of time, but real quick, if you have an individual standing there and it's a 3D image, can there
mm-hmm.
be sound coming from that entity?
Yes, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. So you got the,
sure,
that's going to totally affect the entertainment situation, education, and,
mm-hmm.
the whole ball of wax. Now, we have Carmelita's Corner coming up. And so we're going to let it go at that. And I want you to come back on. And I want to talk a little bit about the gaming system with the planets. And this is out of this world, basically, for real. And the event coming up in January. So if you'll hang in there and jump onto that, that's really exciting. Sound good?
Awesome. Yeah,
all
sounds
right,
great.
Janelle.
Talk to you in a little bit.
All right, hang in there. And now,
right,
guys, it's time for Carmelita's Corner.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start? At EasyWay Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business the competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EasyWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. It's always great to be back. And I have a great guest lined up for you this morning. Her name is Marlena Martin. And she is just an incredible human being. She is the director of the Teen Achieve and Woman of Achievement pageants and scholarship program. She's a public speaker to the California Senior Centers and has assisted in living programs. She's worked for national and international firms in the law arena, and she also is a coach for the Miss America contestants. She helps them get prepared with their speaking and so on. But with no further ado, I would like to bring on Miss Marlena Martin. Good morning, Marlena.
Good morning, Carmelita. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, we can hear you.
Okay, great.
Yes, indeed. I'm so happy to have you on this morning.
Well, thank you for having me. I am excited. It's a
you
Monday
should be.
Morning.
You should be. You've got so much going on, and we're definitely going to tell them about one of the reasons why. You've got two more major pageants coming up. I mean, you're so busy producing all these pageants. It's amazing. But
yes,
can
I'm
you,
about
you,
to consolidate.
Yes. Can you tell us how you got involved in the pageant world?
Well, I'm a Miss America person, and so we've seen a lot of upheaval at Miss America, and I based my program loosely on the Miss America design. I just felt that they aged them out at 25, and I thought, well, women still are viable, starting nonprofits, working on performing talents. Way after 25. They barely lived life at 24 and 25, so it's a shame we don't have a similar program for women working on speaking, branding, and developing themselves after 25 and recognizing them. So that was the whole concept, and it's been widely received. And my over 40 division is the one that is the most competitive, and it's packed full of great experience. Women, and yes, I get the former pageant women, but I get women that are doing such as yourself, a division that was over 40. And yes, we've had, and we don't list the age, which is great. A lot of women don't want to have their age on there, but the judges do know they're either in the over 40 or over 60 division, or they're in the under 40 division.
Well, I think that's wonderful, Marlena. You know, you and the Pink Lady, a.k.a. Jackie Goldberg, are on to something. We believe that age is nothing but a number. And I'm totally against ageism. I don't think people need to be put out to pasture after they've reached a certain age. And I think that you're as young as you feel.
And I also believe, and this is a big, I was trained by Mary Kay Ash. So she said a woman who will tell her age will tell anything. You know,
yes.
It's funny, when they ask your age, you can just turn to them and say, well, how much do you weigh? I think that's a good comeback. But I believe that you're right, and age is just a number. And when you look at how we do media in Western culture, so if you read People magazine, they'll say so-and-so, 39. They always put their age. And I thought, why do they do that? What difference does it make? Because what happens is people, they filter their own life through where they think you should be at 39 or 59 or 69. And people filter too much. You know, this is a Western culture idea. It's not really an Eastern culture idea, in my opinion. Anyway, that's a whole nother program, but we filter too much through age.
I get it even from home. My husband, who's, I think, rather conservative, saw me walking out the door yesterday wearing tights, which I like to wear because, you know, I was going to do a performance yesterday, which I did. And, you know, you can move around in tights. And I was excited because the band leader wanted me to come back. I had performed with them before. And so I got hired to sing for his birthday party in Glendale. And I went out there, you know, with my flashy top with the sequins and everything. But I had my tights on. And my husband says as I walk out the door, don't you think you should be wearing something a little bit more age appropriate? You know? I'm thinking, oh my God! You see, here we go again. You know what? My lady friend, who by the way wants to be in your pageant next year, Marlena. Her name is Louise, and she says, Carmelita, you've got great legs. You need to show them off. So when I wear my tights, she just encourages me.
Yeah, we really need to stop all of this. And to go further, it's, and this is, if I did my next LinkedIn article or whatever, will be on women against women. So when I go to different places and I talk to women in leadership, they're very tough on me, woman to woman. And then if I bring a man into that same negotiation or situation, they treat me entirely different when I have a man standing there. And I think a lot of women don't realize they do that to other women. But I've learned that there's just a hierarchy of authority. It's kind of a subconscious thing. And that's also another show. It's just like dressing for success. You give your power away right away when you're not dressed for the occasion. They make a split decision in 7 seconds, and they look at you. We're vision focused in this society. So there's a whole other thing on that. I know that's not why we're talking, but we're off on our tangents. But anyway,
no, but it's very relevant though, and I'm glad that we're discussing this. And I just, on that sort of subject, want to just mention to our listening audience about a gentleman from Uruguay. His name is Mario Martinez, and he is a immunologist. I'm almost close to the way you pronounce it, but anyway, that's the idea. He believes that our thoughts have so much power on how our bodies function. And he says the reason for not mentioning your age is because when people stereotype you according to what they believe, according to the memes out there, that you should be in a rocking chair by a certain age, you know. And so therefore, when they treat you that way because they perceive you by your age, then what happens is that your subconscious mind, it begins to categorize you also, and the next thing you know,
yes,
your body's reacting to that, and it,
yes,
it's slowing you down. So that's a very important reason for not mentioning your age. There was a time when I used to be proud you know, and I would say it all the time when people ask me. It was no problem. I would tell them. And my husband used to always say, well, you don't look that age. Why do you broadcast? Why do you tell everybody? I said, because I'm proud. I'm still here. I'm still together. But then after I started listening to Mario Martinez talk about that, I said, you know what? He's got a point. And so
now I keep
it to myself, because I remember on my friend's refrigerator, she had a magnet that said, oh, any woman who will tell her age will tell anything.
Will tell anything.
And then I have another friend that has a pillow, and then it says, age is just a number, and mine is unlisted. So, you know.
Love it.
I said, okay, I guess it's time for me to be a little bit more private about that. But otherwise, you know, I used to broadcast it all the time, no big deal, you know.
You know, on that subject, I was asked to send some of my contestants over to a celebrity golf tournament, or not a celebrity, just a officers, first responders golf tournament. And the guy in charge of it said, you know, only send your Miss contestants up to 27. So I send those girls, and they all have boyfriends that are 25, 23, and all the men are over 40. And I have gorgeous, stunning, drop-dead gorgeous women over 40 in my program, and they would have so related to those men, and those men would have been so happy. And they told me to send the wrong age demographic. It's just, it's crazy how we think in this society. And you're right. I don't subscribe to senior discounts or, I mean, any of that. Not that I'm eligible for that, but I am kind of eligible for a few of them. But I just won't do it because I don't, I've heard Martinez. I've heard his work, and I do agree with it. You don't even want to put that. In fact, when I used to compete, if I had a friend that didn't believe in me or didn't think I would win and said, I don't know, I wouldn't even let him come to the competition because I don't want that energy, that unbelief, even in my space. I don't want it in the same ballroom.
Yes,
anyway.
Exactly. Yes. And listening, speaking about you having that experience as a pageant contestant, I want to let everybody know that you were Miss Clark in Las Vegas, that you held
Miss
that
Clark
title.
Miss Clark County, Las Vegas for Miss America.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful, Marlena. I mean, you know, I'm so proud of your achievements, and also I'm so thankful to Christy Pathoff for nominating me to be in the international pageant. And I'm very proud of the title that I received. I was so shocked. Actually, you could have knocked me over with a feather, but I was very thrilled when I learned that I became Ms. USA Elegance International. And it's a title that I
yes.
hold proudly, and I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for
well, you've been
you
a
being
great,
in my life.
Been a great queen. Thank you. You've been a wonderful queen for us, and you are active. You're in the community. You're very active. You're performing. You're giving. You're a news personality. I mean, you're on the media. You're out there in the community. You give back. You're very active. I mean, you. Every day you've got some event you're going to. So it's been great for us to have you. And, of course, Eric Zulli and his whole team and just the whole having the media there at the events, it's just been great. And I'm glad you introduced me to Eric and his whole team, too. So thank you very much.
Oh, well, I think that it was a good match.
Yes. So we do have our international program coming up. It's September 28th and 29th on the Queen Mary. The 28th is more the talent and speeches. And then the 29th at 11 a.m. is Mrs. California. And then we have the international right after that at about 1:30 p.m. on the ship.
Yes, and I'll be helping you
see
with
you
hosting
You'll
that this year again.
Absolutely.
So anyway, I'm so happy that, you know, that we're able to get you hooked up. And I would like everybody to know that they can reach you by going to www.womanofachievement.org to learn more about the pageant. And it's going to be again on the Queen Mary, And you're having something special for the contestants on the 27th. I think they're touring the Diana exhibit again. Isn't it the last of the Diana exhibit?
This is the last couple of months for the Diana exhibit. We will have vendors also the afternoon at about 3 o'clock in the what was the tea room or the Mauritania room on the Queen Mary. So the public is welcome to come. There are workshops on self-development and anybody who wants to possibly compete next, go do some shopping, get some workshops, and learn more about Women of Achievement. That's Thursday the 27th at about 3 o'clock.
Well, okay, Marlena. I think that we've covered a lot, and God willing that more ladies will come on board. It's such a noble organization. I feel very empowered to be a part of it. And I've met so many wonderful ladies from all over the world, and I've just been amazed by some of them that are facing challenges but yet overcoming. There was a blind lady there last year, and I think she was also an albino. I know she had very fair skin. And
Christina Blum, yes, she had albinism that caused the blindness. So she's legally blind.
Yes,
we have women that would never be recognized in other pageants that really have a fair chance in my program to just do what they do and be judged equally, not based on outer appearance, not based on age. They can come in and be themselves.
Yes, and you had another lady there, too, from South Africa that was missing a foot, and she didn't let that stop her. She had something like a spring where her foot would have been.
She was an amputee, right. She was a lower extremity, below, right below the knee, and she had been a model in South Africa. And she just went on to do film, do motivational speaking, and she flew in to represent South Africa. She was amazing.
Well, I just want to let the listening audience know that you have ladies representing Women of Achievement from around the world. You had a lady there last year from who originated from Vietnam, and then she had an unusual combination because I believe she lives in Norway or one of the Nordic countries. And then you also had the year before last, a lady from China. I mean, they come from all over the world. And also the lady from India that's going to come fly out from New York this year to also help co-host.
Yes, our MC is Rupa Muda, who is an attorney originally from India. Now she does philanthropy work out there in New York, and she does a lot of great legal work helping people in New York. But she's going to MC. She won our national Woman of Achievement in the under 40 division, and she'll be MCing this year. And we also have somebody flying in from the United Kingdom representing the UK this year, and we do have a Mrs. Vietnam this year. So we have Malaysia represented and Philippines. I have a Mrs. and a Miss Philippines this year. So it's going to be really great. And if they come early, if they come at 11, they get to see Mrs. California and Mrs. International, both on the 29th.
Yes. And I also want to mention the lady that I'm co-sponsoring. She's just
Mrs.
absolutely
Russia.
Stunning. Yes, Galina Kapani.
Galina.
Yes,
Mrs.
she's
Russia.
Going to be. She's going to be Russia, representing Russia.
Beautiful.
And so I wanted to nominate her, and in this case also lend a hand in some of the sponsorship towards her being a part of this. So I'm looking forward to seeing what she's going to do. I know she's going to be stunning. And I'm going to be interviewing her the following Monday. So we're going to just keep it going, you know, keep it pushing.
Yes, all the women have to have a platform to be in the program, some kind of community service or some kind of concept that they really want to champion that they speak about. So we give them a table there, whether it's anti-bullying and they can decorate it how they want, or arts and education or environment or surviving cancer or healthy nutrition lifestyle. Whatever their topic is, they get a table and they get to talk about that topic.
Yes, and mine was my organization, the Rose Breast Cancer Society, which is very dear to my heart because it's a labor of love and it's my journey. So, you know, this has all come full circle. And before we leave the air, I just want to thank you once again for coming on and being a part of this network, Easy Way Broadcasting. And I want to thank our network for making this opportunity available to many of our wonderful guests, Janelle Garner,
Yay,
who was just on, and Jim did a great job today of maneuvering the ship by himself without his co-host, Aretha Grace. She's really a, what you call, a working actress, so she's out there doing an audition, and I'm sure it's going to be great. I've seen her doing movies, and just recently I went to a play that she was in. It was amazing. It was called Menopause. And
oh, right.
It was just great, yeah, about what ladies go through. And my husband went, and he said, you know, I never knew ladies went through all that, but it was quite enlightening, but also entertaining, and it was just great. So anyway, on that line, here we go, and have a great meeting, Marlena. Thanks for taking time off from your busy schedule.
Thank you. Women are amazing. We are amazing. Thank you.
Boomers Forever Young is really making a name for themselves as an exciting nutritional company with products that really work. People from all over the country are starting to take notice. Their whole person approach to health and wellness, combined with their unique array of powerful natural health products, are setting them apart from all the other companies in the nutrition industry. Their customers love the one-on-one free consultations and the results they experience. Sound a little too good to be true? Then go online to boomerboost.com today and sign up for a free consultation with a product specialist, or just give us a call at 1-800-861-4609. Again, that's boomerboost.com. Or call 1-800-861-4609 to join the thousands already experiencing the benefits of Boomers Forever Young products.
Yep, that's a fact. Boomers Forever Young, and people have actually been noticing a difference with me and a little bit more energy. Marlena Martin, one of Carmelita's guests. Carmelita, so many cool guests. Marlena does the first class situation, and I'll tell you, the women she has and the women of achievement, when they say these women are amazing, I'm not just saying it, these women are very impressive. Their stories, their resilience, and so on, are just, and Marlena is amazing because she's going to get the Queen Mary out in the ocean. She's going to tell them to get that ship out there so she could do this event she's doing on the Queen Mary, actually out at sea. Wouldn't that be cool? Well, I don't know. You could do that, but that'd be, I thought that'd be a good idea. September 27th, 28th, and 28th and 29th, Women of Achievement on the Queen Mary. How about that? So I'm going to be there. And I've got somebody that I'm working with that's pretty cool, Pauline Crawford Umps, Ambassador of Magical Conversations and the founder of Gender Dynamics International. This is one interesting lady, and she's going to be a guest coming up on our show. And I'm just going to touch on just a couple of things that I didn't really have a chance to talk about before. Dylan Farrow accuses Woody Allen of sexual abuse on TV. Pre-Emmy party, big party. Mike Burnett, the Apprentice producer, and Tom Arnold had a little scuffle. Quite sure what it was about. I'm not going to go into details on that, but they had a little scuffle. Philippines, 50 workers took shelter in a storm, another big storm down there. And 50 workers were, they went down in the shelter, and it was covered with mud, so they're hoping to get them out. Skepticism rising in South Korea ahead of a third summit with the North. Moon seeks to break nuclear deadlock. And the trade war grows. China Wall Street allies lose clout. Amazon investigates employees leaking data for bribes. And study shows danger of taking daily aspirin. I just want to get that in there real quick. Puff, puff, puff. And with that, I don't know. Let's see, 10:50. I don't really have time to do Aretha's tech time. I think we went through that. So what I'm going to do, if we can, is I would like to get Janelle Garner back on. There's so much. We need 2 hours in the show. We have so much information. I try to get you guys up to date on the news, Aretha with the tech stuff, and don't forget we got our archive shows. So all this information on retirement and so forth. There's so much. This is stuff that we found the best of the best. So we're sharing it with you. So with that, let me see if we got Janelle on. We dial into our engineer, and can we get Janelle Garner back on? We got one, two. All right.
Yes.
Do we got? Okay, we got Janelle back on. Hello, Janelle, and thanks for holding
Hi,
on.
Hi, Jim.
Coming back on with us. I try to get a little bit more, you know, the news comes in and I try to share it with everybody. We got the pre-Emmy parties and all that and all the stuff that's going on. But I wanted to move along with what we were talking about, which is so interesting. We have gaming with you too. We talked about education, which that could be another 10 shows with you on all these stuff that's going on in education. And taking it to another level. But I wanted to jump on this gaming situation, and then we're going to follow up with our event. Let's touch on let's go out of our galaxy a little bit and just give our listeners a little brief on, I think Eric's going to be somewhere out on another planet, something like that. Can you fill us in?
Yeah, this is called the Nubicon Effect, and it's massive multimedia online role-playing game. And it's the first entrepreneurial video game that you can play, make real money from your gifts and talents, and you can sell your product inside and outside of the game. So we have businesses who are outside and inside the game participating. And Eric Easyway has their own planet in the Nubicon Galaxy. And they do some pretty amazing stuff there. And Eric's got, he's the only one in the game that has the power to shapeshift. But we have several different planets. We've got Sol Central has a planet. We have Ilog has a planet. We have Everyday Praise. They have a planet. We just brought on Mikhail Cole and Mika Fitzgerald. They're creating a planet in there to do music. And it's just starting to grow and get big. It's a fun game. Everybody's going to love this game. It's a very unique way to teach entrepreneurs.
And you can actually learn as you go on this. I mean, you're landing on a planet. So is it you have a controller, you take off in a spaceship, and you travel through the galaxy, and you can actually land on different planets? Is that how it works?
Yeah, well, when you subscribe to the game, you have to go and get shuttled over to this planet called the Planet of Destino, which is your destiny planet. And you have to go in and you have to register as a citizen of the Nubicon Federation and get a passport and a citizen ID. And then from there, you're taking through different portals from a character called Root Direction. And he sends you on your way depending on what you're doing inside the game. And once you start on that, then you start your learning process and interactive process with other players in there. You start building. You either become a citizen of a village or a country, or you can actually go through and as you learn, you get free doppelbucks, and those doppelbucks are turned into real money.
Okay, I got that's what I was my next question. Do you build up points? So you build up doppelbucks. This is what. So can people play from any state or any country, or how does that work?
Oh yeah, you can play all over the world, and it's for ages 7 and up. So, you know, it's a great game for adults as well. It's got an amazing learning system inside the planet, inside the game. And that's what all these different planets are, is where you go learn aspects of business. And once you've accomplished certain things, then you get doppelbucks for that. When you do good things for others in the game, you get doppelbucks for that. And those doppelbucks can be traded in for real money that help buy things that you need to get you whatever it is you need to do in your own business. And then we help facilitate that inside the game.
Oh, cool. So you're not just going around blowing things up. You're learning and building up your bucks and all kinds of cool stuff like that.
Yeah.
But
mind you, there are disasters that happen in villages and in countries.
Uh-oh.
And you have to learn how to control those. We have certain things like the toes. they're the thoughts of evil, and so you have to learn how to keep them out of your villages and your countries, because they will destroy what you're trying to do. You have to learn how to grow the right foods and how to help people, and you know, and help your people become successful.
Wow.
So there's a lot to it, and there's also the business at part of it as well.
Okay, and what are the people? What do these things look like? What do the characters look like?
Well, they're all different characters depending on the planet. We're on the planet of infinitude, and my planet's the planet of infinitude, and that's based on my storybook characters. So we have these crazy little characters that do all sorts of fun things. You know, you come to our planet to get to the Hubble Skyrider, which is a high propulsion flying machine, and we have a colony.
You're amazing. You put these people together. You actually built the characters, and you gave us each the characters, and I still have them in my living room. And they're so particular on little parts, moving parts, and all the little pins and things that are on them, you know, little medals and all kinds of stuff. But this is amazing. But we got to jump over to the event now. Let's jump over to this event coming up in January. Let's touch base on that a little bit. This is going to be an amazing event. Tell us what the event is going to be, the name, when it's going to be, and who's going to be there, and so on.
All right. Well, the event's called the Freedom Tour, which we are joining with the Hope Tour, which is your thing, Jim, and the Patty Sadler Show. And it's not only about stopping school violence, but it's also about helping to stop suicides and domestic violence and gang violence, all the different things and components which poor education has created because of the education system. So all of these different things are at our event, and we have a lot of different people that are going to be there. We've got a youth program that's going to be there that's amazing. Once I get confirmation on the speakers, I'll let everybody know. But the Freedom Tour is going to be Mika Fitzgerald from Westworld and Mikhail Cole from One-on-One Entertainment are going to be there to perform their new album called The Catalyst Road. And Make America Pray Again is an amazing song. And No More Lives Lost, you're going to see that video coming out today. All over the internet, Facebook, everywhere. This is a video and an inspirational song that they both wrote about the Freedom Tour.
Wow,
and,
so cool.
And it is amazing. Yeah.
And you're going to have some of your high tech stuff there. Like, for instance, there may be like two Erics on the stage, something like that.
Yeah. Well, he'll have his character up there. You know, we're working to get his character up in a holographic form, so I'm working on that right now. So that's going to be fun. There's different portal doors and entrances and fun different technologies, some augmented reality we're bringing in, some three-dimensional realities, a few different things that you'll be able to see what we're using as far as classrooms go and why we're doing it the way we're doing it. So you're going to be able to see more of that. You're going to be able to see the trailer for the new video game. So that's going to be fun.
We've got amazing speakers.
Easy Way is doing all the promotions, and Eric is our MC for the event. So we're excited about that.
This is going to be fun, and it's going to be high tech. This is going to be the hottest thing going at the time. You know, I mean, I don't think there's ever been an event like this. But
it's
going to
be great because it's on. Yeah, Friday and Saturday night, 11th and 12th of January, at the Union Event Center in Salt Lake City. The event venue is amazing. It's a beautiful place, and so we're excited. There's a buffet dinner Friday night and a luncheon on Saturday. We have a lot of great speakers coming in, a lot of great booths available for access. We're working to get teamed up with the National Bullying Association and the National Suicide Prevention Association. We're looking to get them there at the event as well. We just teamed up with some pretty big players.
We're rocking and rolling.
Yeah.
Girl, we're out of time. We got to go. I got to shut off the show here. But we're going to have you on again to talk about this stuff. So let me move on with just saying Easy Way Wall of Fame is up there and ready for retirement. Chris Miller, the Easy Way, text Easy Way to 55678. Chris Williams with Cornbread Booking, Dr. Gregory Brown, New Mind, New Body, Mary Crowley, Sex Trafficking Freedom Ball. She's fighting against the sex trafficking and this freedom ball. We're going to give you more on that. We're going to have Mary on the show. Pauline Crawford, Miss Magical Conversations, Gender Dynamics. These are all going to be guests on the show. Influential People Magazine, Heidi Harris Magazine. Oh, there's so much, guys, so much. Patty Settler Show. So we're going to be, we got to sign out now. So Radio Boomers Live from Reef and I, we're going to, for now, say goodbye. And we'll be up again next Monday at 10 o'clock in the morning. Until then, Radio Boomers Live out, guys. Keep moving, keep the faith, keep healthy.
Boomer Boost is a comprehensive, all-in-one, powerhouse nutritional supplement designed to specifically support your body's vital functions. Boomer Boost is the result of years of research by numerous scientists and formulators, resulting in a comprehensive nutritional powder that contains all of your essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and even specialty nutrients in one easy-to-use drink. Boomer Boost replenishes the vital nutrients that are depleted during your body's repair process, including macronutrients, proteins, carbohydrates, and fats, as well as micronutrients, vitamins and minerals, coenzymes, and specialty nutrients, allowing your body to make all of the proteins required for optimal health and execute the metabolic pathways that are the essence of human life. Many of these nutrients can only be obtained through a proper diet, and Boomer Boost provides everything your body requires to increase energy and feel great.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.